Beverly Tackett was brought into the emergency room by ambulance. Her roommate had found her collapsed and unconscious in the bathroom of her apartment. I was called to see her shortly after she arrived and was told she had a positive pregnancy test. In the emergency room, she had two IV lines open and was barely arousable. Her blood pressure was 70 palpable, pulse was 138, and she was breathing rapidly at about 28. She had some dark red vaginal bleeding. Her abdomen was distended and she looked pale. I performed a quick bedside by manual exam with her frog-legged and couldn't tell much. I didn't feel any masses, but I couldn't determine any tenderness because the patient was nearly unconscious. While she was in the frog-leg position, I asked the nurses to insert a Foley catheter. I grabbed a portable ultrasound machine and scanned her abdomen and found generalized haziness without any specific findings. I slipped a condom over the transvaginal probe and scanned her vaginally. I got a good view of the uterus, which had a thickened lining but no fetus. I could also see considerable amounts of free fluid in the cul-de-sac, which I took to be blood. Based on her positive pregnancy test in the emergency room, absence of an intrauterine pregnancy, vaginal bleeding, obvious shock, and unstable condition, I took her directly to the operating room, pausing only to start uncross-matched but low-titer O-negative blood. Anesthesia met me in the operating room, gave her a general anesthetic, and I opened the abdomen through a Fanon steel or transverse abdominal incision. The abdomen was filled with blood, which I sucked out with a suction catheter. I removed about 1,500 cc's, which was not all of the blood, but enough that I could see what I was doing. I reached into the abdomen with my right hand and could feel the firm uterus. Sliding my hand off the uterus, I could grab the right fallopian tube between my fingers and bring it out of the abdomen so I could look at it. It looked normal, although there was a 4-centimeter cyst on the right ovary. I then slid my right hand and finger off to the left side of the uterus and found a mass within the left fallopian tube. I elevated it just out of the incision and could see that this was the ruptured ectopic. The mass was soft, about 3 centimeters in diameter, had blown out the mid portion of the fallopian tube, and was actively bleeding. Holding the ectopic in one hand, I began using hemostats to clamp across the entire mesosalpinx, the blood supply to the left tube. Once I had the mesosalpinx clamped off, all of the bleeding stopped. I excised the clamped off portion of the tissue that included the left fallopian tube and the enclosed ectopic pregnancy. The remainder of the operation was simple enough, suture ligating each of the clamped-off portions of the mesosalpinx to make sure there wouldn't be any more bleeding. Then I went back to cleaning out the rest of the blood in the lower abdomen before closing. She received 2 units of O-negative blood in the operating room, plus 2 units of crystalloid, and by the time she reached the recovery room, her pulse was down to 100 beats per minute, and her blood pressure was up to 110 over 70. Her urine output exceeded 30 cc's in an hour, and a CBC was sent to get a general idea of where she stood. Ectopic pregnancy is seen in about 2 out of every 100 pregnancies in the U.S. Many patients have no symptoms until they rupture, but symptoms may include vaginal bleeding, pelvic pain, fainting, and right shoulder pain, in addition to all the usual symptoms of early pregnancy. The diagnosis is usually based on ultrasound demonstration of no intrauterine pregnancy, accompanying a quantitative HCG level that exceeds the discriminatory zone. In other words, if you have more than about 2,500 units of HCG in your bloodstream, I would expect ultrasound to demonstrate an intrauterine pregnancy if it is there. If it is someplace else, like in the fallopian tube, then ultrasound won't see anything inside the uterus and is not likely to see anything in the fallopian tube either, since ectopic pregnancies are notoriously difficult to see within the tubes. In this patient, we didn't have the luxury of making a diagnosis based on the quantitative HCG because she was very unstable and in shock. We couldn't wait for a lab result to come back, so in this case, I made the diagnosis of ectopic pregnancy based on the positive pregnancy test, plus the absence of a gestational sac in the uterus when I performed a quick bedside transvaginal ultrasound scan, plus the presence of lots of free fluid in the abdomen, plus the presence of an apparent hemorrhagic shock with low blood pressure, fast pulse, rapid breathing, mental changes, pasty white complexion, and slow capillary refill, all of which could be quickly determined at the bedside. For patients with symptoms or those diagnosed fortuitously through the use of early ultrasound scans, there are a number of therapeutic options that include laparoscopic removal of the ectopic or medication to arrest any further growth, such as methotrexate, followed by spontaneous tubal expulsion of the ectopic. But in the case of this patient, we didn't have the luxury of offering her any option other than immediate laparotomy to stop the bleeding. She needed blood right away, particularly since I knew that as soon as I opened the abdomen and the intra-abdominal blood released, she would rapidly deteriorate, so I wanted her to be transfused as quickly as possible. I generally favor fully cross-matched blood, but in this case, the patient was desperately ill and needed the blood as fast as I could get it, both to stabilize her for surgery and also to hopefully prevent renal consequences of hypoperfusion. The answer was to grab type O negative blood off the shelf of the blood bank and start transfusing. In the emergency room, we had drawn a crossmatch tube so we could ultimately get crossmatched blood if we needed it, but we would start off with the uncrossmatched blood that was immediately available. We were able to get one unit in by the time I started her laparotomy and got the other one in before she'd reached the recovery room.